Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I was listening to a podcast where these people were talking about the power of relaxation in terms of manifesting. And since this is a new series about manifesting, I thought this might be a good question to ask. Is there anything you can say about what relaxation does in terms of making things happen? So when you go back and you listen to the recording of the process, you're going to hear that we have talked a little bit about this already. So again, just as a reminder, Frank doesn't read the questions in advance, and this is quite coincidental, isn't really the right word. It's quite synchronistic, but everything is synchronistic. Everything is serendipitous. So, but the logic here is going to look like, oh, synchronicity, or oh, maybe he does read the questions. But no, he doesn't. And it's, if we need to explain it, it's synchronistic. So we want to remind you, and you may not be aware of this, but we'll just say it. Relaxation is what we're always talking about. Always. You're under no obligation to do anything. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to have what you're having. Let the monster eat you. Sit in a chair and feel the feeling. They all sound like things to be done. But what they really are is different ways to relax into what it is that you're having. The reason why, and we could be wrong about whoever these persons or this person was that said this, but because we don't really know. But the reason why relaxation is such a powerful tool in your culture, even as a metaphysical idea, is because you tend to believe, and we say you as in general, you, plural you, you tend to believe that your physical reality is actually in opposition, either intentionally, although that's really rather rare, or chaotically, that it's something you're having to deal with, that your job is to organize reality. Your job is to make it okay for yourself to be where you are. Your job is to protect yourself. These are all very defensive positions, which, by the way, are another form of attack. They sound defensive, but they're really attacking reality for not being what it is you think it should be. You have powerful desires for more. And notice we've talked many, many times about how when you're manifesting something, you can't get rid of anything. What you're doing is you can look at it different ways. You're building from what you have. The contrast that has arisen that's amplifying the desire for more of what you're wanting is being built on top of whatever it is that you had before. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is that everything in your physical reality and everyone everywhere is helping you. That's a very relaxing position. If everyone is helping you, there's no one to be pushing against. There's nothing to measure or deal with or handle or figure out or manage. Everyone everywhere is helping you, and everything everywhere, every place, every time, every moment is helping you. Always, always helping. There's nothing really that you need to do. You're in the right place at the right time, right here and right now, and all is well. These are more statements of relaxation. So the role that relaxation plays in manifesting is it's what we talk about as being allowing or havingness. Another way to think about it is if you're thinking about having something and you're thinking about the house that you want to have, and you're in the house, and let's say the house is a pool, and you're in the pool, and the sun is shining, and it's nice and warm, and the pool is nice and cool, and the contrast is delicious. and you're sitting there and you're just floating. Maybe you're on some sort of inflatable raft with a nice pink drink, or maybe you're just like lazing in the water, just letting the natural buoyancy of your body to hold and support you. You're relaxing and you feel very relaxed. And maybe you're one of those people who really does feel better in water, near water, by water, with water, whatever the case may be. Relaxing into the havingness of your house with its pool is something you can do now. And in fact, that puts you into alignment with the havingness. You're not attacking the lack of a pool. You're not attacking your apartment for not being the house you want. You're just in the house with the pool. And as someone once said to us one time about one of the things that's really fun about having a swimming pool is it's fun to be in the pool, no question. And then it's fun to get out of it. And then it's kind of fun to kind of laze your way from the pool across like the apron, maybe across the grass, over into the room with the door that leads out to the pool, that when you walk into that room, it's kind of sort of the pool room. And it's a place where you can be wet. And then there's towels there. And maybe there's a room adjacent to it where there's a shower where you can wash off the salt or the chlorine or whatever is in the water in the pool. And then you just feel really relaxed because you're in a cool pool. Now you've had like a warm shower. And then maybe there's some clothes there on a rack that you can put on. It's all very delicious. Very relaxed. Very easy. There really is no ever any need, requirement, or necessity to ever do anything but just kind of float from one thing to another. Now, sometimes you like to run, and sometimes you like to really ramp things up. And sometimes it feels better to be really loud and boisterous and to party or whatever it is that you're doing, or to sit there and watch a screen as a pretend go-kart is going around and around in a circle with all these cute little characters. And you're going after one mushroom after another after another. There's all sorts of fun things to do here in this Garden of Delights. Sometimes it's really delicious to climb up the side of a mountain so you can get to the top and see what's at the bottom. As someone once asked us when we were talking about resistance, they said, but I do resistance training at the gym. Is that a problem? And we said, well, but what is resistance training? It's not the resistance to who you are as an essential being. It's you using your bones, your muscles, your tendons, a pole, and a bunch of metal, some of which weighs a lot, to push up and down in order to be resistant to your muscles and to the weight. You're using the resistance to how the weight is trying to push you back and you're pushing it up. And we asked that person, do you feel better when you do this? And they said, oh, you have no idea how much better I feel. And we said, well, beyond the whole drug thing that you get from your brain, do you enjoy pushing pieces of metal up and down a pole? And they said, absolutely. It can be very relaxing to be at the gym working out. It can be very relaxing to have your heart racing, to have beads of sweat popping out through your pores and running down your back. It can be very relaxing to breathe hard. And there's all sorts of places where you can be breathing hard, and it's really a lot of fun. It doesn't sound relaxing because it's not swimming in a pool somewhere. But relaxing is not, and we think this is what these persons were telling you about, relaxing is not necessarily about a physical position. It's about not being in opposition to what you're having. If you recognize, as you recognize, and this is a really great way to start up this series, really great way. It's almost like we're starting it from the beginning here after having said we're not going to be talking about manifesting, except we're going to be talking about manifesting. This is a really great way to kind of go down into the real heart of it. Manifesting isn't conquering physical reality. It's corralling. It's like herding cats. But cooperative cats, happy cats, or maybe herding sheep. And if you've ever spent time with sheep and you've really got down on their level and gotten to know them, they're just like dogs. And they're smart. They have a different kind of herd instinct than dogs do. and they can get spooked. But what you're really doing is you're just inviting them to go to greener pastures. Let's go over here where there's more delicious, delightful grass. That's all you're doing. And that's what you're doing with manifesting. You're just sort of herding your thoughts in a certain direction, saying, let's go over here. Not because there's something wrong. Not because, although your thoughts can eat like sheep, can easily get spooked, or cows, or any sort of herd animal. There can be all of that going on, but that's not real, because this is, again, using the sheep, we're now sort of walking into biblical territory, but the idea of sheep, although we understand in your culture, it means blindly obeying, but that's not at all what we're talking about. The sheep have individual personalities, you just have to get to know them. But the reason why we talk about this in this way is because, again, if you try to force cows or sheep or dogs, for that matter, to do things, they'll do it, but they'll start coming up with some sort of really cool kind of defensive postures because you're attacking them for not being where you want them to be. They'll start defending themselves. When we talk about opinions, this is a lot of what we're talking about. These are just thoughts that you've been sort of pushing over into a corner that are coming back at you, very much for you, no question. And they're trying to help you. You've just shown them the way to help you is to kind of like push at you or try to get you to move or take action. And you can do that. You can certainly follow through on that. And you could certainly, we're not saying just sit around, eat bonbons or swim in the pool all day, although you can if you want to. You really can if you want to. Because everything is working out for you on your behalf and to your benefit. You're not here as an alien dropped into the middle of a chaotic universe. This is your physical reality that you're manifesting, and everyone everywhere is here helping you. And the help is not backwards. They're not helping you learn things. They're not helping you get smarter. They're not helping you be more connected. They're helping you in very affirmative, very obvious ways if you're willing to see it. Now, sometimes the help is kind of backwards. Like when someone says no, they're helping you, no question. And the way they're helping you is by saying, I'm not the one who is going to be able to do for you what it is that you want done. But to be clear, you're in the right place at the right time in the right way. That's a statement of relaxation. That's the same thing. Allowing, having, relaxing, these are all the same thing. Relaxing, of course, implies kind of a, and we, if you'll notice in the recording of the process, you'll hear it. We invite you to relax, and we invite you to notice where you're tense and to relax. And we do the same thing with how you are in relationship to your reality. If you're feeling like you just don't have enough money, relax. Recognize that you have plenty of cash and that cash is helping you, and that you have a powerful desire for more of it, and that's rising up to meet you. Relax. Now, the contrast that leads to the desire is still part of it. And sometimes the contrast can be very intense, particularly if you've got a lot of resistance going on. And sometimes the most relaxing thing you could do is, again, to allow yourself to feel the intensity of the contrast, like having the monster eat you or just feeling the very strong, powerful desire that you have for something. But you're not in opposition to anything when you do it. You're actually in alignment with the energy that's trying to move through you. And so you can probably consider the fact that there are certain, let's say, certain specific physical things. And we talked about a few of them. We didn't talk about all of them, where there's a lot of intensity going on, but it's actually very relaxing and it's very stimulating. And nerve endings are really having a lot of fun being stimulated. Oh, yeah. It's not relaxing. Poolside relaxing. It's not relaxing sitting in a chair relaxing, but it's very relaxing because you're essentially, and this is one way to think about it, and it's going to sound rather vulgar, so get ready. You're relaxing against a hard thing that's being pushed at you. That, by the way, is not any specific thing we're talking about. When you feel the intensity of something, when you let the monster eat you, you are essentially yielding to the hard thing that's pressing up against you. But what happens is when you yield in that way, you transform. Because that pressure, that pushing is not coming from the monster. The monster is you. That's your resistance that the monster is trying to move through you. Because you've been trying to keep it away. We'll talk more about this. We've talked about this to a great extent, but we'll talk more about it through this series. Contrast is specifically here to help you. Relaxing and allowing that to happen is very powerful. And we do get that if you spend a lot of time worshiping at the temple of motivation, this is going to sound nuts. Like you are completely out of your fucking ghostly minds if you think I'm going to blank, 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 blank. We don't think you're going to do anything. And we're not trying to convince you of anything. And again, we're not necessarily talking to you, the person who asked the question. But generally speaking, if you want to go for that ride, go for that ride. That's fine. But it's motivational theory. That's why we always use the word theory. It's motivational theory. Because motivation never really plays out. Not the way you think it's going to. What happens is flow happens. Downstream rivers carry you. You can fight against them if you want to, but they're still carrying you downstream, even when you're fighting against them. You're still manifesting everything, even when you pretend like you're not. So that's the answer to your question. A really, really astonishingly powerful way to begin. So we thank you very much for bringing it to the table. Very delicious, very delightful, very magical, and quite, quite, quite wonderful indeed.